Simonim Ayin Zayin, Pei Aleph, Pei Beis, and Pei Gimel Beis Roshim. Mechaber says, in Simon Ayin Zayin, also liquors can again be reclaimed, Machi Yatel Sechon Reviyat Mayim, Vaoz Mutter, Loishna Agavi Karka, Loishna Bekliyo, Vachi Loye Ovi Tam Yuchalahem, which we'll see in Simon Pei Zayin, Loishna Hoyu Bekli Tchilo, Vanoitan Aliyah Mayim, Loishna Hoyu Mayim Bekli Tchilo. The din we paskin that you need a reviyah. The mashu is not enough. It doesn't make a difference whether or not the mayim was there beforehand or mayim is there afterwards. Now, it's before in the Gemara that the din of being moisef mayim to meirag laim is lachur not a din of bittul. That's what it would seem like, because it doesn't make a difference how much meirag laim it is, even if it's less than the amount of meirag laim. Nevertheless, it's mutter. Now, there's even a man d'amar that says that it works with a mashu, which is lachur Tomua, because if the mashu came first, then you can understand that you could say kama bottle with all the meraglaim that's coming in afterwards. But if the mashu of the meraglaim of the water is being nitoisif to the meraglaim that's already there, so what's the din? How is it working? Why is it bottle? Well, chur the mashmois is that in Hanami, since it's only din derabanan, and Chazal were only geizer according to the first sheet in the Gemara. Chazal were only geizer when it's meraglaim be'en. When it's only meraglaim ifnei atzmon, kolkam that you're moisef anything, then it's already not meraglaim ifnei atzmon, and therefore it's not going to be aser. If there's zuama, if there's re'ach ra'akens, that'll be aser sagisai. But if there's not, Chazal only said ve'etzem it doesn't have a din of tzoyo. Chazal were machmer, but only when it's meraglaim ifnei atzmon. The ma'aser we paskin that we need a revius, whether the revius is before and whether or not the revius is afterwards. There, the Rashi is moisef. He says a similar var like we just said. He says since it's a din derabanan. Mamela, Chazal said that with revius you could be maisif, and that's enough that it shouldn't have on it a din of meraglaim, even if the meraglaim is more than the revius. Revius is already a shir choshev. The lashon of the mugging yibberim is because we find that it could be matzbil machten mitzineris midaraisa. It has a shir mikvah to be matar midaraisa, so it has a shir chashivus. And Mamela, Chazal said with a shir of mayim that we find that has the ability to be matar something, that's enough to mivatol the meraglaim. Masha'ikin, if it would be a din deraisa l'chayra, then what would be the din? L'chayra also you'd be able to be mevatla, you just need reif. Mamela, if l'mashal, somebody's bimata meraglaim in the shower or something like that, still allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah, even though it's keneged amud, if there would be roiv mayim, that'd be mevatla meraglaim. You have also a bitl meraglaim, it wouldn't be able to be mahar keneged amud, if it wasn't, it wouldn't be in his batl. L'maisa, the Mashmois and Mishnah Brura in Sif Beis is that we paskin, first of all, like the Chacham Tzvi, Lekula, that the whole din of Revius is only when the Meraglaim is at least the Revius. But if the Meraglaim is less than Revius, then all you need is Reif. Then in Chacham, you have the din deraisa. The Pashas, like we just said beforehand. Pashas, the din deraisa, if you have Reif, for sure you're good. That's a chiddush of even if it's more than Revius, if you have more than that, you can be vatlami deraisa. For sure, if it's less than Revius. Also, there's no reason that we shouldn't say this is the algamein din of bitul midaraisa, unless you say chazal or machmer, you dafke need revius. But papash, the sechur, the din deraisa should say that it's bottle, kokama that you have roiv. That's how we pass in the maisa. Now, mele if it's a mashu, you need just a mashu to be vatle. What's the din with the tipa achash meraglaim? Is that aser or not? We find that somebody has that it a drip on his. It says that a person is supposed to be menaki his feet afterwards. It shouldn't be mighty laz that he's kushofa. That's what it says in halacha. If a person was menaki and he has a tipas meraglaim on his shoe, is it aser to lay in kriyash makanegadeh? So a person has a suffik lachara mitzveke kigol lekulo because it's stuff meraglaim stuff is mayim. Water spritzes all over the time. Every time you wash your hands, water spritzes. Chayur don't have to be chayshish. But if a person knows for sure it's meraglaim, yesh lion. I saw the Kaf HaChaim. He talked about it. He brings up the chesel off and he brings up menishchai to be machmer filu tipa smiraglaim filu tipa acha. I didn't see the other priestkim mentioning. Rabbeinu Yoina was mekol. If you're in the middle of davening, he said that a little bit of meraglaim on the berkayim, Chazal were not grazer. Is it dafka? Did he mean dafka in the middle of davening, or at any time such a small amount he wasn't grazer? Not exactly clear in Rabbeinu Yoina. That could. Once it has a din of tzaya, so once it has a shim tzaya, that's the question. At what point does it lose its shim tzaya? But if it's a little bit of tzaya, And then it's a problem. We find that even a mashu tzayav and tzayma, even though it's mechusa, it has a chumra of nafish zuama. It's aser. Pasha says it's a shalva. Then has the rice of the rabbanon. But it's not shver to say a little bit of tzayah has the din of tzayah. Miraglayim, it's aser. It's only be din the rabbanon. L'chur, we could say it's aser the rabbanon. But the chatchila, for two reasons, a person should dry it off if he knows that there's miraglayim there.
Someone told me even mashu like this year.
Good gezak. I'll have a word with him, I guess. The din of the, it's also mashma that the Mishnah Berurah is being make a lamaisa like the Magen Yibarim to say that there's no machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rashba is make that even if it's kama pamshamei raglayim, reviews is enough, and the Rambam says no, you need one for one, and the lamaisa Mishnah Berurah says given tach, it depends. If the Magen Yibarim, if the water was there before and then he was matal meraglayim, so then he needs another water for the next meraglayim. Masha inkein, or if he has meraglayim there and he put in water, either way, lachara. Masha inkein, if a person was matal meraglayim kama vekama pamim and there's no water added, then a revius would be enough. So kumtais, it's a little bit of a chiddush. I saw that Ish Yisrael was married this. He says that the lashon of mechaber is loishna hoyu bekli tchila v'noishna lehemayim. Doesn't make a difference if the revius is before and the revius is afterwards. That's for one time. But there is a big difference, the chara, according to this Magen Yibarim. That if it's one time you have a revius of water there beforehand, then it only works for one atal smeraglayim. Masha inkein, if you're putting the water afterwards, then even if there was five in a row, still a revius would help. And it sounds like that's how lemaisa the Mishnah Berurah is being made. He brings down the gringos like that. And it's a stickle to Mu'at to say not that way, like the Rabbeinu Menoich is Ma'ur, the Gain is Ma'ur, that he doesn't bring down what the Shaila of the Gain is, but the Shaila is that there's no Shir to the amount of Atalos Meraglayim. Why should it be one for one? It's possible that one Atalos Meraglayim is twice the amount of two other Atalos Meraglayim. So it really doesn't work for one for one. As they affect the Gain, the Rabbeinu Menoich, Kes Mishra brings down. The fee this, the Rambam Zenechanam, he's talking about him to the Rajmon. How come one in the beginning is only good for one? That once it's ready in the sour with something else, we look at the Magen Yibarim inside. He brings down, I'm not sure where exactly got it from. I want to learn about Das Rashba, but he says that since when you're being matal meraglayim, the keneged amud is also midaraisa, so it loses its heter at the time that he's being matal meraglayim into it. Because now it's also at this point right now, it's also midaraisa, and therefore you need another vittel afterwards. That's what he was mitzaded. That's Simin Ein Zayin. Simin Pei Aleph. Kotan Shegilei Lechal Sha'achar Kiyotze Ba'yoch Alechol Kazai Zogim Mekdei Shuchol Gadol Alechol Achil Espras Merchikim Yitzelotim Yimir Adlo. This is actually a sugyo in Sukkah we didn't see, but the halacha is that once a kotan has the chulis to eat a Kazai Zogim Mekdei Achil Espras, which is 4 minutes, 9 minutes, the maisa for most things we pass in halacha maisa, that if you 4 minutes, if it took you 9 minutes to eat your, we'll be meko b'shasat chak, but if it took you 9 minutes to eat your mezainis, then we're not going to tell you to make alamecha afterwards. 4 minutes. So pashtus, we generally go 4 minutes. That's the kedei l'chilas pras. If that's the case, a katan who has the chilas to eat a kezayis kedei l'chilas pras, you have to be marking mezayin. This brings me to klikas in the Beis Yosef, in the Bach, Taz, Magen Avraham. What does it mean l'maisa? He actually did eat. If he stopped eating, has the chilas to eat, let's say he's chalosh. The way the Mishnah Berurah paskins is that if he has the yecholus to eat, then it's usher even if he never ate. If he never had the yecholus to eat because he was shvach, then in Echanami he doesn't get the regular klolim. So how does that play out? Lamaisa, Mitzad Sheni in the Bir Alachis Machmer, he says that if he starts early, then we go baser him. Lamaisa, so he's masriach. How does this play out? Lamaisa, it's not clear in the paskim exactly an age where you could put it in. All types of ages are mentioned, ranging from 10 weeks to 4 weeks, actually, I think I saw. 4 weeks to a year. It sounds like a baby that's totally nursing, so in Echanami, Hitaka would not be able to, that type of child would not be able to, he's chalash to the fact that he's not used to eating, it would take him much longer to eat a kezayis with the achilas pras. And that means he's chalash, we reckon such a child who's nursing solely as chalash, and it would be mutter. So in the Hilchot Tzvilo, Rav Karp's Tzvilo, he wanted a neman like that. Lemaisa, the Marak Tzia talks about it, They talk at 6 months or a year, also brought down. I think that 6 months by now, probably past the 6 months, would be the normal time that the standard child would be able to eat. Now, they talk about all the different types of milk substitutes that they have, formulas that are based on have wheat based. What the story of those are, because the mice, you're drinking it, you're not eating it. What halacha does it have? Is it teichi de revius or teichi de chilas pras? That's more for Ketzim Avarchim, Bez Hashem. We'll see that. Lemaisa, it sounds like for those that are machmer even from 3 months, for sure, I would say less than 3 months, even though I've seen people machmer for more than that. It's hard to believe that that's a standard child. We'll be able to eat in less than 3 months. That means mashma, even if he has a dirty diaper and it smells, it's not a problem. That's not problematic. Lemaisa, the chatzchilo, a person should be marchik even if he's 8 days old, the Mishnah Berurah says. And they say 8 is lavdaf, because it's Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's just 8, that's what we're talking about, because it's talking about by Mila. But Nechama, even if it's 1 day old, at the Kedusha, the Torah of the Bracha, the chatzchilo, one should be machmer. This din also applies to Meraglayim, as is before in the Mishnah Berurah. That also is Meraglayim, doesn't have a din of Meraglayim. But Mila, if sometimes it happens, it's not so uncommon by a Brit, that the child should be matal Meraglayim, and it gets all over. Then that's not, bathroom is not a problem. Mikra, then it's not a problem if they didn't wipe it up, and even if they the lechatchila and chalami, one should try to cover it if it's possible. Would also not be a problem. The lechur does not have a din of mirror lining. Sif beis hayikur v'raya tayi kenegdo yelech kadeshis rekenem la'achrov arba amim. This then is the chiddush of Toya Kenegdai, and it's also Afilu Kamali Einov, and you have to, if you're in the middle of davening, or Shema, you should walk to the point that the Toya is behind you, Lechatchila. If you don't have such a possibility, then she at least get to the side of you. Now, if a person, there's a machlokes here between the Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoina, let's say a person did not check beforehand to see whether or not there's Tzoya within his view of the fun of Kamali Einov, what's the halacha? L'maisa, Rabbeinu Yoina is machmer, the Rashi is meikol. L'maisa, Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'eved, that you already davened, we're not going to tell you to go back and daven. And the Mashmoy says, even by Kriyashma, there's no shay of brachal v'atal. L'maisa, it doesn't seem that the Mishnah Berurah is being machmer. It seems pretty clear that the Mishnah Berurah is being mekel. And the Biralach, he talks about it differently, and he says, he's machalik between Kriyashma and Tvila. He says, Kriyashma is not a shayla of Shein Bozech Shash Baruch Hu, you should say it again. It's a shayla of Derais. But here it does not tell you that. Mashmoy says that you're Yetze, and you do not have to go back Bechlal. That's only if it was Kemali Einov, but if a person found it Toy Chidal at Amri, then in a Chanami is considered a Pesheya, and he has to go back and daven. Not only does he have to say Shema again, he also has to daven again. Now here comes the chiddush of Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if a person found it Myrish Yoisir me arba amis me mokum shekola hareach. The iho yibisoich arba lakuli alma yitzarach lach lareish. The pasha the hoyloi livdek mitchila. The halacha is, he says, this whole din is when it's outside of arba amis mokum shekola hareach. But if it's within Arba Amis, Mimokam Shekala Reach, then he has to go back again. That means that a person, when he wants to daven outside, and there's a chashash, there might be tzaya, it's not enough to look in your Dalet Amis around you. You have to walk Dalet Amis in each direction and see if you could smell tzaya. If you could smell it, then you have a problem. And you're considered a Peshaya if you didn't do that. That's Mavur from the Chara from the Mishnah Berurah. It's not just the Arba Amis from the tzaya. So a person's not just safe just by looking around. You would have to actually walk. Now, as we mentioned in the past, 99.8% of the time in the year 2021, you do not have a problem of having tzoya around you. Even if there would be tzoya outside, a dog's tzoya, we possibly think it's not a problem. Even if it's horses, if you don't know about it, kenzain, it's also, if you don't smell it, you don't have to be choshish b'etzem. If it's chamors, unless it's bomen aderech, where do we have such a case? Unless we want to dan tzoya or ashpa, if it's an overflowing garbage can and it really smells, and we're talking about it during Corona and people are outside, and in a chanami, l'chura, if there's such a chash, you would have to take a walk in each direction, arba amis, beforehand, to make sure you're not smelling being meriach. Could be, if you're being choshish for the... What?
Garbage
garbage.
I don't think you have to worry about the cats. Generally, a cat is tanua, and then it sneezes from a cat that it cleans up after itself. If it's outside in Er Gavriel in the office over there, then maybe. But generally, it's not. Generally, we don't have to be choshish for that. That is the chur of the chiddush was nesvar from the Mishnah Berurah. That simin pei aleph, simin pei beis, din toye veisha, toye veisha kol kach shem izrkenet isbarach, ayu ka ofer mutu likris keneg. Vuhu shalei abere achra. It's shayach, as Elam was pointed out, that it's shayach that it has a din offer, but nevertheless it's asr if it has a re achra. V'yesher min zolayav yip ka ofer rakim nefrechas ayu digali le blazviko, v'chein ikr. L'maisa, Bir Alacha says that yesh lahachmer for both of them, you have to make sure that it's so yovish, that it's mitzbarach, it breaks up into bits. And most people are probably not checking that out. So just be marking that on me. That's the best eitzah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down what happens if it's frozen. Comes along, Mishnah Berurah says, if you have frozen soya, even though right now, if you get lina basar hashta, it's not a problem, but since it could revert back to its status of soya later on, we don't go basar hashta. Mitzad sheni, a few lines later, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Mokim, he says, if you have e'im atsoya tachas mayim krushim, efshir davi kisui, afagav da mayim, loy mahani, kol mokim gelar v'kfor, yishlom v'dahavi b'chlav v'chisiso, kushashosh dami, basar hashta azlinon. When it comes to the tzoya, he tells you we don't go basar hashto. When it comes to the kisui, he tells you that we do go basar hashto. And it's frozen, if you have water that's frozen on top of the tzoya, even though it's going to melt in a few days, nevertheless, you go basar hashto. What's up, shot? You go basar hashto, you don't go basar hashto. The chura, the chilek is, that one is talking about the tzoya, one is talking about the kisui. If we're talking about the tzoya, so mafnish tzoya is that right now it doesn't have sirchoin. Is it tzoya or is it not tzoya? If it's going to get back to its status of smelling, and Reach Ra then has this status of Tzoya. Right now we want to know, because the din of Tzoya, Tzoya's other than that's Aser, is even if it has no smell. If it's not Yavish and it has no smell, it's still Aser. So we don't care right now if there's no Sirchon whatsoever. Once it has a din of Tzoya, it's problematic. Mashenka, when it comes to Kisui, if a person puts Ashashas on it, and it's going to, in a minute, it's going to crack because it's so hot around it. It's gonna, right now, it's Mechusa. Who cares? At the end of the day, what's the difference? What's going to happen? At the end of the day, right now it's Mechusa, and therefore it's not a problem. That's the chur of the svar. Now, what's the pshat b'chlal that if it's korush it should be b'seder? He says when in mayim it's not considered a kisui, but if it's frozen then it is considered a kisui. We're still having trouble. The ilm is having a lot of trouble understanding why is mayim not considered a kisui. The chur we found by erva that it is considered a kisui. That's all in the ishei svar I wanted to say. There's a chilik between the erva the din is that it shouldn't be magula. If it's in water, it's not magula. There's no din of kisui. Mashing in my tzoya, there's a din that it should be mechusa. And it's not considered a kisui. Lav kisui mal yosahi. That's the lush. It's not considered a kisui mal yosahi. And the shayla is farvos. Why is it not a kisui mal yosahi? It's covered over. If it's frozen, then the Mishnah Berurah says that's fine. But if it's not frozen, then it's not fine. So isn't a kuda that you shouldn't be able to see it? We find by reik that a lot of the Rishonim say that by reik over, the reason why it's mutter is because you can't see it. By mayim it's mutter, if it's mayim achurim. Kar smiftadam, you can't see it. It's mashma that if you can't see it, it's okay. So if it's water and you could see it, it's problematic. So why if it's ice and you could see it, is it not problematic? Not exactly clear. Maybe there's a din, kisui mal yasa needs either one of two things. It has to be either that you can't see it, or it has to be something which is a tangible, something that you could hold in your hand. It could be a proper kisui. More common that it's not a proper kisui. Water is not something that you could hold. It's not a real kisui batsan. So therefore, it doesn't have a shem kisui. Masha enkein, if it's frozen, then it's kashoshim. And it has a shem kisui, even though you could see it. So as long as you have one of the two, L'chura, you'd be okay. L'chura, that would be okay to be considered a kisui for tzoya. Sif beis, me'er aglaim shenivlu bakarki, me'im ritzivan ayar, also kukis kenegdam, v'yesh shemrim dener also rak v'tefeh v'nas ha'tzviach, v'yesh l'smech al zeh. L'maisa, the Ra'oa Paskins, that the only time that it's aser is not tafka when it's martivan, it's tafka when it's tefeh v'nas ha'tzviach, which means that if you would touch it, your hand would get so wet that you'd be able to make something else slightly moist, you make it wet, then it's going to be a problem. Now, says the Mechaber, this is talking about Meir Aglaim Shnivlu Bakark, and the Mishnah Berurah says, I beveged. Now, what's the story of a diaper that's soaking wet with Meir Aglaim? what status does that have? Is one allowed to lay in Kriyashma Keneged a wet diaper? So we discussed in the past if there's tzaya or if you don't know if there's tzaya, b'chulu. L'chura, this din has its nivla inside of the beged, and l'chura, it have the same din that it's totally in tefeach v'nas latzviach. However, mitzad sheni, it's l'maisa, it's different than a standard beged, because if you feel the outside of the diaper, you're not going to get wet b'chol. The absorbent material is on the inside. The outside is covered with a layer of plastic, and to make sure that it doesn't go all the way through. And the male is considered mechusa. The shayla is, what status does that have? Is that considered tuffle to the beged? Is that a chilek of the beged or not a chilek? I did hear B'Shem Reberkowitz that he says that you can reckon that to be considered a cover. I saw B'Shem Rosham Zalman that it's considered tuffle to the beged. It doesn't have a shame cover. Lamaisa, it seems that the Paiskim that discuss this seem to be mekla, just on the Zeta Bracha also. He's mitzadid lekula, that if it's wrapped up, the diaper is wrapped up, then it's not a problem. Because we look at the Meraglam Kilo as if it's Mechusa, and therefore it's not problematic. It sounded from the Isha Yisrael like that as well. So he, for some reason, he never spoke out the Halacha Mefurish, the very last Ta'ar in Siman Nun Aleph. He discusses it, but he never really spoke it out Mefurish. You could also dine on it whether Mitzad the din of, does it have a din of Ovid Shomei Raglaim? An Ovid Shomei Raglaim, even if the outside is clean, but if the inside is disgusting, then it's problematic. If I reckon the diaper as a graf shorei, if it has soya or the avish shomei raglayim, then nechonami, lechur is going to be problematic even if it's covered over.
Then even if it's clean,
it's a problem. So it could be that it's not considered the breiskim. What's that? It's never been used before. The question is it's considered hazmana because it's already made. The breiskim seem to be making with that. The Yishei Yisrael discusses that. Lechur, it's not going to have a din of. They talk about toilet paper. What toilet paper is also considered. How do you done these things?
A catheter,
Rav Shlomo Zalman, they bring down. Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to be mitzadeh that a catheter, if it's a bag of meraglayim that's attached to this person's body, he's not able to mount meraglayim, and his meraglayim comes into a bag, since it's only chad pami, it's one-time use, melech does not have a din of it shel meraglayim. Does not get a din. Even though possibly it seems Nalicha Shleim is machalik between a diaper with Toya and with Meraglayim. With Toya he's machmer, and with Meraglayim he's mekel, that it does not get a din of Ovet Shel Meraglayim. It seems the reason why he's machmer, it says on the bottom in the one of his aras, is because by Meraglayim, Lav Dafka will ever become Masriach. By Ovet Shel Meraglayim, even if right now it's only used once, but since it's constantly going to be used and it's going to be balu inside, it's going to become disgusting and mizum, it's going to turn into a graf shorei, Ovet Shel Meraglayim. Masha'en kein, a diaper which is only used one time and it's not meant to be reused, it's not going to have a din of meraglayim. They do discuss the diapers that some of us grew up with, that they washed, what after it's washed, what halakha status does it have. But Baruch Hashem, they don't use those anymore. And we're not going to discuss them at this point. Maybe that's true about it, it's okay. But l'chura, according to this, the Nechonami Taka does not have a din of a Ovet Shel Meraglayim, and it would not be a problem to say Kriyashma Kenegin. Certainly, if the child is the diaper is on him and he has clothing on top of it, for sure, he has an undershirt on top of it, certainly that's considered Mechusa, even according to the Machmirim, that is considered Batel, and for sure that's going to be Mechusa. But it seems that most of the Paiskim understand, if the diaper is open in front of you, then in Echnami is going to be a problem. But if it's wrapped up and closed, then, since the outer layer is a covering for it, and you don't smell it, then it's not a problem.
How do you check? Like, you're supposed to, touch it, put your hand on it?
You're not supposed to check in the davening. What's the case? If it's the outside of the diaper, you don't have to worry about it. If it's sitting in front of you, if you're able to move Dalai Lama, it's better. If it's the amount of meraglayim that could cause it to be tefeach v'nas latzviach, then the charetz are a reyes lefanecho. If it's a tiny little bit, maybe you don't have to be mistafik. But if kokama that it's the amount that could be, then nechlami. Or you can wait a little bit, like we'll see. Then it'll be nivla inside. That's simin. pei beis. Simin pei gimbal. Din beis akisa be kriyashma. Also likreis kriyashma. Also likreis kineged beis akisa. Yoshin afilu pinu imenu atzayel. Ve'yirli danuk she'en le mechitzes. Ve'yesh le mechitzes av api shesh beitzer. Per kineged besamach ben hachoshesh. Imen magi le rechra. This halacha that we saw in Daf Chavov, Omer Aleph, of being Kuryu Keneged Beis Akise, Beis Yosef is Mechadish, that the whole Isser is only Benegea to Beis Akise that does not have Mechitzei. But if it has Mechitzei, then it's not a problem. Because we look at it as the Tzoyah is considered Mechusei. Even if it doesn't go up 10 Tvachim, it doesn't have a Shem Mechitzei. If it's Gimel Tvachim, you don't see the Tzoyah, that's also fine. Come along the Achronim, and they Shrei, Chai V'Kayim, no way. Enkez Adavar, that's not considered Mechitzei. The standard, Bechlal, the standard Beis Akisei in those days had Mechitzeis. It's Mavur, Nichnas Leveis Akisei, you can hear that it had Mechitzeis, it has to be at least 10 Tvachim. The Shailim, I'm going to run with the topic 10 Tvachim. Shailim, if 10 Tvachim even helps you, or it's could be that the entire Mechitzei is problematic. Lemais in the Mishnah Brura is Machmer. It seems that the Mishnah Brura is Machmer. Veharbi and Min Achrim, Shecholtim Gam Bazev, the time the Svirlu, even by Yasar Tvachim. Kivan the Svirlu, the Kivan the Mechitzeis, Miuchodis Lakabal Tzoya. The Aser Filo Imber Reichra. And that's how he seems to go. You have to go. Torah Laharchik, Arba Amis, Lefanuk Amale Eino, Filim Pinum Rene Otsaya. Then it goes on to discuss that a person's got to be very careful in Keneged Mechitzes Beisa Kise. Now, Yesh La'ayin, according to this, Lechor, we're going to get ourselves into a lot of trouble. First of all, how am I allowed to say Chabur right now? Chari, the bathroom is right connected to me. The wall between me and the bathroom is right here. Chari, it should be Aser. Oh. You guys can learn, I just can't talk. That's one thing. And how does it work on the plane? On the plane, very often you're sitting in front of you. Lavatory is in front of you. And Chari, the wall of... You could be right behind it. Or everybody else sees it. Why is that mutter? You're in the park, and they have a portable bathroom. How are you allowed to daven? Can I get it? All these cases, lechero, are very shver. How you should be able to daven? Maybe in a chanamish. Dafi, you're now allowed to daven. So the truth is, if you look at the lashon of Mishnah Berurah, what is the lashon of Mishnah Berurah? Why, when there's mechitzes around the base of kisei, is it problematic to daven connected to mechitzes? Kivon the mechitzes miuchodis lekabel tzoyo kamoi tzoya dainin lehu. The graph shere. Since the mechitzes are Miuchodin to be makabel tzoya, therefore we give him din tzoya. Now our mechitzas of Beis Akisei are not miuchodin makabel tzoya. The standard walls that are surrounding the outside of a bathroom, they're in those days maybe where everybody was used the bathroom on the floor around, even if there's holes, there was a certain amount which we wanted to corner it off, so we put walls there to tell you this is the border of the Beis Akisei. Everything else has got to stay inside of here. Memela, a person's about to mirror climb, just on the floor, it doesn't make a difference. The walls there were like ki'ilu, one big, huge graf shereen. Masha Inkein, in a case where it's not miyuchad miyukabal tzaya, then in a chalami, the chura, there should not be a problem. And the truth is, the Chazanish speaks this out in the very first stickle, in his Zayin Aleph. He speaks this out, and he says, Hod the nechleku ataz the magan avram lebeis yasif, hainu im atzaya negea bakoisel bikviyas. Legar hakois, migraf. וגם הבית יוסף מועיד בזה, ומיודווקא בקויסל של איתר של חרס, קויסל זכוכת של מתכה שאין דין גרף בהם, אין כאן על הקויסל דין גרף. למעשה, he says two gulas. He says, first of all, the whole din is that we turn the walls of the bathroom into a graf shere, and Mamela will come with it, that's not the case, not a problem. Second of all, even if it would be the case, if it's made out of metal, it's made out of zchuchet, something which it can't become a graf, also it's not going to have a problem with the wall. Rishon Mazaman is also making a bit again to this in Perek Chof. He's ma'ir that he says, Bizmanenu, our bathrooms, lechor, do not have this din of the kreisli beis akisei, and lechor would not be our problem. What's that? Yeah, 1 second, we'll get to that in a minute. Now, lemaisa, we did not find that the Mishnah Berurah was machalik. It could be that the Mishnah Berurah didn't have the bathrooms that we have. So that's why it wasn't machalik. This is a general question that we have with regard to Mishnah Berurah. Anytime that he's quoting the Achrenim, does he mean to tell you that this is how I'm going, despite the fact that the Metzius might have changed? Or does he mean to tell you that this is what the Achrenim said, if the Metzius changed, then in Echanami we're going to change with the Metzius? Not clear exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is doing. The Maisi was Saisim L'chumro, and he tells you you have to be very careful when you get to this. He does say Mekabel HaSatzaya, but the he's telling you why the I'm not going to argue because I agree with you.
That's
the heart of the pot. What? Once I have a mechitza in front of it, it's not a problem. Once I have a mechitza in front of the mechitza. Oh! So now, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Poskim speak out that the Aster and the Vabaran, Ishei Yisrael brings down a few different people, the Chazanish himself, they're all mitzadeh that if there's two mechitzas, then it's not a problem. Which Memela, they say, also means if you have a mechitza which is covered over with something else, even if it's a thick paint, for sure if it's tiles, if it's with plaster, it's not just one layer, it's two layers, and we don't say that it's all considered one mechitza, it's looked at as two mechitzas and would not be a problem. So now, Lechura, the only case that we would have is, first of all, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, this is already second of all, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, Lechura, the only problem is if it's a wall, like Mishnah Berurah speaks down, it's a wall which is a wall only for the bathroom. If it's a wall which is also Meshamish as a wall of your house, it's not a problem. Mela, this wall is also being used as the wall of this room. It's not a problem, even according to Mishnah Berurah. Mela in the airplane, the same thing. It's also a dafka where you have it's outside al-pnei ha-sadeh and you put up walls around the Beis HaKiseh. It's only put up for the Beis HaKiseh. Where do we have such a thing? L'chur is our stalls inside the main bathroom. Those walls are put up just for a mechitza around the Beis HaKiseh. If you're going to be machmer in the Mishnah Berurah, according to Chazanish, that's not a problem. Still, it's not a problem. Because it's not being holding in the tzayah. But even if you want to say that according to Mishnah Berurah, it is a problem, it's only going to be a problem, those mechitzas. And according to this chiddush that the Acharonim just said, that if there's something else on top of it to be as a second layer, the standard stall has also a covering of formica on top of the piece of wood to make it look nice. And Lechura would work as mechitza. Lechura would work. Oh. The only thing that we're left with is portable bathrooms in the park. L'chura, the portable bathrooms in the park would still be problematic. I don't know how they're made, if it's two layers or one. It looks like it's one layer. And l'chura, according, if you're going to say that it's an issue, it's taka could be that the ones that are portable in the park are taka there, miyuchodes l'kabel tzayim. So, and Meir Aglaim for sure, the whole mokim is the mokim of... In the portable bathroom?
Not portable. I was told that the area that contains all the waste matter is the actual wall, meaning the bottom chelik is the actual wall of the unit. It's containing the waste matter.
The sides?
The bottom half. I mean, wherever everything is contained. So the outer bottom chelak of the whole unit is actually containing the.
Then you definitely have an issue. In Echonami Lachor, in that case, even according to the Chazanish, it should be a problem. And what? Yeah. I happen to think that it's true. I won't get into it. But Lachor, according to that, in Echonami Lachor, this portable bathroom would talk could be a problem. Now, what's that? Yeah, no, it's underneath. No, it's also being used as a wall for the. It's also a wall for inside the plane. What? The wall of the. Yeah, the wall. Yeah, the wall. Bassinets are put on top of it. They have screens sometimes. What's that? Once it's being used also for you, then it's not being used specifically for that. Declare, what do you have to do to make it that should be considered used? If you put it on a hook, is that enough? If you put on a hook on the outside, is that enough? Kenzai Lachar, it would be considered enough. But also, you don't have the, according to most of the Paiskim Lachar, it's not a problem. According to Aruch HaShulchan Bechlal says that the whole din of Keneged Beis HaKiseh is Dafka, the Beis HaKiseh that they had in those days, that there was no door. So it's talking about that you were davening Keneged the inside of the bathroom. That was problematic. But when you had a door, he says, how do we know that? Because the Mishnah in Talmud says that the Beis HaKiseh and the Beis HaMikdash was called the Beis HaKiseh Shel Kovei. Why? What was Kvoidoi? That it had a door, and that was the cover, that you knew if there's somebody inside. If the door was closed, you knew somebody's inside. If the door was open, you knew somebody's not inside. He says, that's why, it says Aruch HaShulchan, that's why some people refer to a bathroom as Beis HaKovei, because our bathrooms have doors. But He says that Bechlal, the whole Isser is only talking about where there was no door. Merely is Chelik on his Kefir HaKol and the whole, he goes like the Beit Seretif. His Kefir HaKol, there's no problem Keneged Mechitas Bechlal. It's only Keneged a bathroom that has the door open, then would be a problem. Then would be a problem. In a Hanami, you could dan. What's the story with when the doors are open? That we'll get to in a minute. But in a Hanami, Lechara, most of the scenarios are not going to be a problem. The only question would be, what would be with this portable bathroom? That might be an issue, a real issue of davening. And Lechara Kamali Enov would be, it's Asar Achilu Kamali Enov. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is Bino Lebeis HaKisar Dan L'Neshtamash Boi Motor Likris Kenegdoi of Aloy V'Seichoi. If you designate it as a Beis HaKisar, then it's Motor Afilu Kenegdoi but not V'Seichoi. Mishra Brewer discusses here, he says U'poshet Ha'boinim She'boinim Beis HaKisar Asurum Levarach Shom Shum Brachum Yufnim B'Mokam Mechitzas Afilu Boi Ch'leibono Mechitzas Kivan Shohursham Lahem HaMokim Reinitziachet Zeh HaMokim Beis HaKisar V'Osar. Since it was designated the place, therefore, this place is already considered Beis HaKisei. So how far do you take that? The Poskim want to handle what's with Bizmanenu. You have an architect that makes the plan, so we know already inside the house which place is designated for a bathroom. Therefore, it's not in such a case. So I saw in the Ishii story wants to say that Kenzai Bizmanenu, even though it has all the plumbing, it doesn't have the toilet. That was in those days, it didn't have a toilet. But in our day, it still gets the toilet. Then even if it's designated, L'chero, he was metada that it wouldn't be a problem. No, that's the only place that you have to sit down and learn. I know that was one of the questions. But then Lachur Yesh Latadeh, Lachur Hirer is for sure Mutter. So you can learn out of a Sefer for sure. The only question is if you should actually speak out in such a case, better to find a better place.
Again, working there, can't take a drink and make a bracha.
He could take a drink and make a bracha, but outside. But that's what he says. That's Mefurish. That's what he says. That's are you talking about in our bathroom or this bathroom?
In the middle of the building, the
it's the middle of the building, the bathroom. That's what Mishabura says.
The
question is, if you want to be Mekel and say that in our case, in Echonami, Kokama, that there's no toilet there, that maybe it's not a problem.
It's only the but if,
oh, then we have to find that, we'll get to in a second, what story of our bathroom is in the first place. Maybe there'll be more Mekel to be Mekel in a minute. 1 second, we'll get to
it.
Yeah, in Echanami. I've been in the mirror for many years now, and they've changed the bathrooms over the course of the years. That the stalls changed also. So you're just lying. Could be that it was already something else there in the mirror. It could be that once you already put a new mitzvah, then in Echanami it's mafkia the shame. But that's with regard to that. Sif Gimel is the din of atvasa for those learning the dorm. And Beit Hakis Sif Dalet Beit Hakis Shu Bechvira Upiv Berochigar Ba'ames Min Aguma Hu Also Yib Madrin Binin Sherim Is Galgam Anefum Binin Lerochik Kena Miraglaim Yard Mi Al Aguma Kesotan Dalam Mutal Lepris Boy. Remember Echrav Gein Mashdim Boy Chutz Aguma. This is the Gemara on Chavav of Bati Kisoy Shal Parsoy, that the Chiddush is that it has a sort of underground tunnel, that it has the Tzoya automatically rolls down and goes ends up Dalet Ames away from the mokim of where the hole to the Beis HaKisei is, and therefore, if it doesn't have reichra, it's not a problem. Now the shayla is, what status do our bathrooms have? And mashma that you let a daven right there, as long as it's not meluchach with meraglein. What status do our bathrooms have? Mitzad echad, they seem to be very similar because the tzoya does not stick around. Mitzad sheni, says the Chazon Ish, he's in the Siman Yud Zayin, Hoyz Dalet, he really goes through it, and the whole back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, Mamish being Mitzad, Lakan, 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 Lakan. And he says, Mitzad Echel Lechur is very similar because at the end of the day, the Tzoya gets washed away. But Mitzad sheni, Yish Letzadeh, that it's not the same because the Tzoya sticks around, and enough time that it can make a clean Mizuam before it gets washed away. It's different than the Parsim. Shal Parsim, as soon as he's matul the tzoyo, it rolls down and it goes away. It never was stationary for any point. It says, b'mitzad sheni, l'chur, it's very schwer to believe that the tzoyo was just like a tennis ball that rolled down. It probably, some got stuck also along the way, and l'chur, it should be a problem. Elamai, why is it not a problem? Because it's not miyuchat to stay like that, and it's gonna get pushed down, and it doesn't meant to stay that way. So if that's the case, then our bathroom also should be that way. And Bechlal, ours are glazed, it should be even better. But he says, Mitzad Sheini, Lamaisa, ours are worse. Because even if there is stay a little bit, but Lamaisa is on the ground. So it's not in the room above it. Ours is in the room above it. So it's in our Rishus. Therefore, Mitzad Sheini is worse. Back and forth, going back. Lamaisa Ha'oil Ladino says the Chazon Ish that he's Machmer. He's Machmer that Yesh Lodum Yisafik, that it has the din of a Beis HaKisei. And the middle of the inside has the din of a Beis HaKisei, lachir around it also, because it's miyuchid as a Beis HaKisei, and therefore it'd be usur, even if you have, there are some people that have very fancy bathrooms, it could be a sprawling bathroom, which is more than Dalai Lama's from the toilet. Nevertheless, you should not be learning inside the jacuzzi at that point, unless you have a curtain separating in between them. Now, it seems that this is how the Maisa, the Paiskim, most of the Paiskim that deal with it, they're also Mistapik. It seems that the consensus of the Paiskim is to be Machmer Lechatchila, that it does have a din of, even though it's so hard to believe that our bathrooms are not 1,000 times cleaner than the Batei Kisiyus Shel Parsim. I'm still trying to figure out how it's possible that just because it's Arba Amis away, there's no Reach there. And everybody got the Meir Zayim exactly into the hole inside, and there's no... It's a little bit hard for me to believe exactly how it happened, and that our bathrooms that are sparkling and with glazed toilets and everything is, well, there is mokum to don on the mokum, the room, as a mokum which is miyuchud for tzaya, and therefore it's problematic and one should refrain. However, it will give us, since it's only a safek, it'll help us with tzvekas. He brings down over there, says Chazon Ish, that the Pashas Adin Beis HaKisei, he says from Ben Yoyenas, Pashas Adin Daraisa, it's also made Daraisa. So he's really handling with the Daraisa here, and that's why it seems that he's being so Machmer. Oh, what's going to be if you could see it from a different room? So, Agav, the Chazon Ish says, certainly, our bathroom, for sure there's not going to be a problem connecting the bathroom from the outside, like I said beforehand. It's only inside that Yesh Lodin Ben Yoyenas to that. Now what's the story, Sifhei? Comes the Mechaber and tells you a din of the Mordechai about this Beis HaKisei. If you have a chair that acts doubles as a Beis HaKisei, even if the graph which is used to be Mechaber the Tzoya is not there at this exact point, doesn't make a difference. The entire chair, we look at it as a Beis HaKisei, because it's miyuchad for a Beis HaKisei. It's like the potties that they have nowadays, even if the plastic wouldn't be there at the bottom. The Maisa, the actual child's seat, if that's all that it's used for, and it's not used as a regular seat, would be problematic, and would have a din of a Beis HaKisei. Now, l'chur, according to this, a toilet should have a din of a Beis HaKisei. Can't be better than this, l'chur. Even if it's glazed, l'chur, the problem is not the fact that it's balua, basically. The problem is the fact that it's something which is miyuchad for a Beis HaKisei, and therefore lechur should be problematic. But that being the case, lechur it should be aser to daven if you can see a toilet. If the toilet is able to be seen, then lechur it should be aser to daven in such a case. If you could see the bathroom, so that they bring down in the dirshul, they bring down from a moisher. Moisher has a tshuva about it. It's actually possible that Ramesh is even makel with regard to a toilet. It sort of seems that he's being machriya a little bit like the Rosh in the Tshuva. If you look at the Tshuva in Evan Ezer, Simon Chelek Aleph, Simon Kufi Dalet, it sounds like he's being machriya like the Rosh, that Soya Breshus Acher is not a problem. Which, Lamaisa, the Mishabura says that it's a Suffolk Ludino. The Orcha Shochan says, Ludino, we pass in the Orcha Shochan, Yesh Lahachner. So Mamela sounds like over there maybe Ramesh is being mikel. I saw on the Zeis HaBracha, the Matzayin of Zeis HaBracha. If we look at the Zeis HaBracha inside, in the Ha'or on the bottom, he brings down this Ramesh and he's Mesapik. He says, what's going on here? How come Ramesh is passing like the Rush? But he says, the Chol HaPachas, if you're looking inside of a bathroom, and there's a whole suffix inside of our bathroom, whether or not our bathroom is a din of a bathroom or not, like we just mentioned, Mamela, we have a Sfek Sveko. Suffix, whether or not it has a din of a bathroom, even if it has a din of a Beis HaKisei, maybe we pass like the Rush, that if it's a different Rishus, then it's not a problem. Mele, if you can see the bathroom, it's not a problem. And the Maaser brings that from Rabbi Yashiv, who was Machmer. He says, why is Rabbi Yashiv Machmer? Kinir is being Chesh for the Rajma. He's also being Chesh for the Chazanish that is in basic. He's also being Chesh for the Rajma. L'chura, even you can see in the back, in the Dalai Lama Shalacha, they have a picture of Reb Chaim Shlita's house, that they have a curtain in between the bathroom and the room that he learns, just in case that somebody shouldn't see, just in case the bathroom door is open, it should be covered over. They shouldn't be able to see. L'mayis l'chura, being able to see into the bathroom is not. R'moshe happens to talk about it in the tshuva. He says even though it's mutter, you should not have l'chatchila. You should not make a shul that's facing a bathroom that has a door open. And if it is, then you should always make sure that the door is closed. Make sure that the door always means closed, because it's not. It's a pasnish. It's not just that you shouldn't be mavaze a Beis Akisa shul. It has to be. You have to be mahadar a Beis Akisa and mefarah a Beis Akisa of Beis Akneses. A memela, one should not have a kineged bathroom. You should be careful what to do. They do talk about. Let's say if you have bathrooms on top, kiyodua. Before they built Beis Yishaya, they got. I forgot exactly who they asked. Shteimer or Chaim. And they told him not to put any bathrooms on top of the Aron Kodesh, not even the Aron Kodesh, on top of the Beis Medrash. And that's why there's none on top of the Beis Medrash. The bathrooms are only on the third floor, and there's on the second floor. The third floor is next to the Beis Medrash, and on the fourth floor there's no Bechlal. Because there shouldn't be any on. I saw it brought down from Vosnok in Devani that he says it could be that if you basically see on top, then it's mafsik in between. Taka could be mafsik in between. The same way that we find that it could be mafsik in between, maybe it's mafsik in between from being the chatchila one, shouldn't do that. It's not so simple when you're making a building. Obviously, if you're in an apartment building, let's get on time, right? You're davening in your house. Corona, you can't expect that there shouldn't be. But the chatchila had a shtelavek, a bis medrash, shouldn't be shtelavek with something on top of it. Is it to Davin, Mikdushu, etc.